to the zombie uprising, Marcus and Sarah were forced to flee to Daniel's house. Unsuspecting, they ate the food he offered them. Unexpectedly, it was laced with a sleeping drug. When the drug took effect, they were completely helpless. They could only watch as Daniel tied their hands. Sarah collapsed helplessly on the floor. Daniel dragged her into a room. Then he turned around and left the room and locked the door. But then he knelt down and untied the rope next to the door. When Sarah woke up inside the room, she discovered that there was a zombie locked inside the room. At that moment, Sarah realized that Daniel intended to feed her to the zombie as food. As Daniel gradually loosened the rope in his hand, outside, he saw the zombie slowly approaching. Sarah was terrified and curled up in the corner. Daniel outside let go of the rope in his hand. At that moment, a sudden noise came from behind him. He turned around in panic and discovered that Marcus, who had been knocked unconscious, had woken up. He was holding a handgun in his hand. Seeing this, Daniel showed no signs of panic and said he only wanted to save his wife. Upon hearing this, Marcus hurriedly urged him to calm down. Daniel pretended to agree and then threw the rope out. Marcus immediately lunged forward to try to grab the rope. But while Marcus was pulling on the rope, Daniel went to the kitchen and found a knife and came to Marcus's side, threatening him to let go of the rope. However, Marcus said he couldn't let go of the rope. Just as they were talking, the zombie inside suddenly erupted, and the rope outside the room was pulled inside. Just as Marcus was about to open the door to save Sarah, Daniel suddenly pulled Marcus away. He then pressed his ear against the door to listen to the sounds inside, but strangely it was very quiet inside. Daniel then took out the key and opened the door to observe the situation inside, but did not see his wife who had turned into a zombie. Just as he was confused, after opening the door, the zombie whose face was covered by a pillow suddenly pounced on him. However, even though he was attacked by the zombie, he did not scream for help like the others. Instead, he chose to accept his fate in order to be with his wife.